USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
A bipartisan group of lawmakers unveiled a plan Tuesday for a $900 billion coronavirus relief package. Senator Maggie Hassan says the bill provides money for small businesses, schools, a boost to unemployment benefits, and vaccine distribution. The New Hampshire Democrat tells Fox News it's a work of compromise.
This is a targeted bill. It's not as much as most Democrats think we need to be investing for relief. It's more than most of the Republicans think we should be doing, but that's the nature of compromise. And so this is a bipartisan bill. We don't have time to waste here, and it's something that we believe could pass our chamber and in the House.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell has already rejected that proposal, saying he wants a bill that President Trump will sign.
Obviously, it does require bipartisan support to get out of the Congress, but it requires a presidential signature.
This is USA Radio News.
For over 3 years, you heard me rave about the MyPillow Premium Pillow from Mike Lindell. You've heard how they don't go flat, you can wash them and dry them, they maintain their shape, and they are made in the USA. Well, now you can get the best deal ever on a MyPillow Premium Pillow, the ones that started it all. You can get a standard or queen-size premium MyPillow for $29.98. That's a $40 savings, and king-size pillows are only $5 more. This is the time to buy because that 60-day money-back guarantee is now extended to March 1st, 2021. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio offer square, use my promo code USA. There you'll find this special and savings deep discounts on all the MyPillow products, but only if you go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio offer square, and use my promo code USA. Or call 1-800-951-8175. Tell them you want the USA Radio special on MyPillow Premium Pillows.
A conservative legal organization has presented the FBI with what it calls evidence of widespread voter fraud. Lance Pry has the story from the USA Radio News West Coast Bureau.
The FBI is now involved. The feds are using voter fraud information collected by the Amistad Project.
What our data shows is what we call the blood in the street. It's after the crime is committed, and what evidence is there to show that a crime has been committed?
The project's director, Philip Klein, on Newsmax TV.
And we've come up with tens of thousands of Republican ballots that were not counted. We've come up with hundreds of thousands of Republicans who say they never requested a ballot, but they voted absentee by somebody else.
Philip Klein is the former Attorney General of the state of Kansas. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Attorney General William Barr has appointed a special counsel to investigate the origins of Robert Mueller's Russia investigation. U.S. Attorney John Durham has been looking into the beginnings of the FBI investigation into alleged ties President Trump's 2016 campaign had with Russia. This is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here are some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at YouMove.com, spelled YouMove.com.
Lawmakers discussed their efforts Tuesday to help Americans economically recover from the pandemic. Tim Berg has the story from the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau.
Testifying at a Republican-led Senate hearing, Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin is defending the Trump administration's economic response to the ongoing coronavirus outbreak.
We continue to work to implement the historic CARES Act with speed, efficiency, and transparency. But our job will not be complete until every American gets back to work.
Testifying at that same Republican-led hearing on Tuesday, Fed Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell says millions of Americans are still suffering.
The economic downturn has not fallen equally on all Americans, and those least able to shoulder the burden have been hardest hit.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
A federal panel has voted on who should be the first in line to receive a coronavirus vaccine. The Advisory Committee on Immunization Practices recommended Tuesday that the first COVID-19 vaccines should be given to healthcare workers and residents of long-term care facilities. Their recommendations now go to the head of the CDC for final approval. And things remained unchanged on top of the latest college football playoff rankings. Alabama, Notre Dame, Clemson, and Ohio State remained in the top four spots, with Texas A&M at 5, Florida at 6, and Cincinnati at 7. Iowa State was the only new entrant into the top 10 following their win over Texas. Northwestern was the only team to fall out of the top 10, down to number 14 after their upset loss to Michigan State. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.